We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I want to thank Pat for coming on, talk about his night with Junior, becoming the ninth overall pick in the draft to Denver, with Dallas, I guess a good chance he could end it up there as well, the next pick, and all those players going in the draft. Just
unbelievable, Joe. What a great story.
Remarkable story and a nice story. And, I mean, if you even look at St. Thomas, they had three. I think Northwestern had two as well. So you start looking.
I think it was 17 guys from South Florida.
There was 17 from Dayton Broward.
Yeah, I think that was the number, right?
That was, Dayton Broward, right? It was 17.
I mean, 17 guys from down here were drafted. That's ridiculous. Don't tell me we don't have the best area in the country.
Well, we had the most in the state. We won by state can't even remember who I was told was two, but they ended up one. Anyway, we got a lot of other stuff we want to jump on here today as we continue on, including the Marlins going for a sweep of Arizona. Those three-run homers sure help out. Marlins get a really, really good pitching last night from a combination of five different guys, end up with 11 strikeouts between them. Adam Duvall with a three-run homer, a four RBI night. They just got to get all these guys healthy and keep them healthy while they continue to bring up from time to time some guys from the minor leagues. But it's a nice story.
The bats are working, Joe. 17 runs in two games.
They've actually been rolling pretty good after a little bit of a drought there. But they still got their best player is Marte, and got to get him back and got to get him healthy and back the way he was swinging the bat before. I'm looking forward to it. And then they've got some young arms going to be coming up here at some point, including Sixto Sanchez. Hopefully is getting closer as the minor leagues get started up here after being basically shut down. Well, basically. Yeah, they were shut down last year, except for I guess they're up in Jupiter practicing and playing practice games against each other before if they were needed for the big league team. So
I read it was 19 months? Since the last time they had like a minor league baseball game? Is that what it was?
Could have been.
Sound right? Wow.
I got to tell you, that's a tough one telling all those young guys. They don't make that much money to start with and not being in not being in baseball. Like go find something to do, stay in shape and stuff. And
for a year and a half, not just a couple months, right?
And they got a lot of their top prospects down there, that guys that they're really counting on next couple years to come on. And by the way, it's a slow for, especially for the guys that get drafted out of college. They go a couple years to college, where they go in the first or second draft of when they're in college, and then go to the minor leagues for a couple years. Next thing you know, you're sitting there at 24 waiting to see if you're going to be good enough to get a job and get your big league career going. It is a slow process, and a lot of guys, man, you know, everybody talk, a lot of minor leaguers never see the big league team. So it's a tough road. So we'll see how it all plays out. But the Marlins off to a good start with a chance for a sweep against Arizona today as well. And of course, the Heat get started back up tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. And down the stretch, they
must
go.
Must win, Joe. Oh,
they got to beat those guys.
Must win, right. Got to throw
First
that
of
out
all,
there.
Can't take them lightly. They already beat you. And then Sunday and Tuesday at Boston are going to be really big as the Heat have moved back into that seventh spot. Celtics and Heat tied at 35 and 31. And then the other story has been a great one, man, and that has been the play of the Florida Panthers. We've been talking about the last few days, and all of a sudden they wake up this morning. They're going to play Tampa Bay in the first round, and they've got two games with them, basically all about home ice. And Tampa Bay and Florida, after all those games, have the same amount of points. And they'll play Saturday and Monday, big, big games. And I've noticed tickets are getting harder to get around here, so that's a good sign as they get ready to go for that one. So, all right, we got all that. And we've been talking about a lot of different stuff. We'll check in on the text machine, 305-567-0560. What do you have this morning?
Joe, one other thing I wanted to say about the NBA. Do you know that last night there were eight teams that scored at least 130 points in the NBA last night? It was the most on any date in NBA history.
ABA. Went back
right.
to the ABA.
Talk about ABA. Dr. J and the NBA, right.
Have you seen what eight the overs teams. Look like?
Oh, they're ridiculous. Some,
I mean, the overs have gotten pretty high for a lot of these games.
No one's playing defense anymore. Nope.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't even notice
Eight teams have scored at least 130 on Wednesday, the most on any date in NBA history.
That's the most fun bet you could make to make a game interesting, by the way. Just take the over. You got to watch the last second, most likely, or the under.
Keep you around in a 136 to 95 game. All right.
Someone said, Joe, you guys are the flagship station of Alabama and Pat Sertan.
Listen, man. Pat played for the Miami Dolphins, and yes, his son changed his mind at the last second. Was going to LSU for a couple years and changed his mind after visiting Alabama. Think about that relationship. He traded his father. They didn't want to pay his father here. Nick Saban traded Pat Sertan Sr. to Kansas City because they didn't want to pay him, and Kansas City wanted him, and we're going to pay him the money. And the story is unbelievable on the visit because Junior wanted to go see Alabama. They were up making family trips to see where what the decision was going to be. And he went up there, and Nick Saban takes Pat aside, says, hey, man, we obviously really like your son. He's the number one corner in the country. And we just want to make sure there's no hard feelings about me trading you years ago. He goes, no, my son's going to go. I want him to go where he wants to go. Which, by the way, is the way it's supposed to be. He goes, my son's going to go where he wants to go. He left that trip, jumped in the car, and as the story goes, he says, I don't want to go to LSU anymore. I want to go to Alabama. Hmm. And that was there's more to the story, but that was pretty much the story I had over drinks on a cruise ship with the family sitting there laughing. We were all laughing, having a good laugh about it. Well, what are you going to say? He went there 3 years, and he was the ninth pick in the draft. Yeah. What are you going to say? He made the wrong decision?
No. But he also didn't want to lose that pipeline to American Heritage if Pat's still mad at him somehow. You got to make sure everything is taken care of.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the only guy from American Heritage that's gone to
Alabama.
Alabama. Wow. Now, the other school, St. Thomas Aquinas, Jason's opened up a can of a direct flight from Alabama to Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
They've, like been a lot of, good players up there, and you're going to see a lot of them playing this year. What else you have
one
coming
way,
in?
One-way train there. Joe, Chris Greer Jr. here. Thank you for all your shenanigans these past few days, taking the heat off me for trading out of three and missing out on Pitts. Keep it up, Joe.
So I would have stuck at three. And I've said this 1,000 times, after the way this thing's all played out, and if you like Waddle, then you want to make a move on the day of the trade, great. And the other thing is the deals are done, so I'm going to see how they work out. What you think Chris Greer's, he's 100% responsible for both these drafts. They're his drafts. So we're going to see how they work out. We're going to see. And if you don't think they're going to work out, you're just like me. You got to wait and see how it plays out. You don't know. I always love how everybody knows how these drafts are going to work out. You don't even know how good last year's draft's going to be. You think you can tell off 1 year?
No.
There's no way.
Nope, can't.
A lot of guys make – look at what Van Ginkle and Gaskin did going into years 2 to 3. Am I right on that? Year 2 to 3, both of them, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Yeah, Van Ginkle is in, going into year 3, yes. 17 South Florida players drafted highlights the two-decade struggles of the Miami Hurricanes. It's all about recruiting and development. We're on the right track, so hopefully we'll be back soon.
You have to develop them. And Nick, I'm not as big a fan as everybody knows, but it has more to do with people skills and the way he treats people, especially people in our profession. But as far as a coach, and not only the work he puts in, which, by the way, it's on automatic pilot right now, recruiting, but his coaching is unbelievable. He has guys leave. Hell, he had a guy win the second round that left Alabama to go to Central Florida. So he's getting the right guys, and he coaches them up. But for anybody, you know, for guys that change their mind and go somewhere else, and after 3 years they're able to turn pro and be a top pick in a draft, you can't question what the guy did. It worked out. Good move.
Right. Someone also texted in, sorry, Hollywood, I have toys from the original and only real Space Jam movie with the real goat Jordan, not the fake Space Jam, with Le-A-Hole. Wow, that's not very nice.
So what was the reaction to LeBron as far as, like, there's no debate whether you like him or you don't like him for all the different things on how good he is. That's just, I mean, unless you want
to
get.
I was trying to keep it with basketball, and I know everyone has their, you know, other views on him. I was trying to keep it with basketball.
Texter's not so much.
No, I get that. He's vocal about a lot of stuff. There's no question about it, so I get that.
I think he, as an athlete, had the most influence I've ever seen by far on an election. Just sitting back, evaluating the programs he put in to get inner city people to vote with the programs he put in there, and really got behind, I thought he had an impact on the outcome. Right. Again, just sitting there watching, that's so.
Well, he's got the biggest voice in all of sports, right?
Yes.
I don't even think that's a question anymore.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people, though, take the LeBron talking aspect, not the basketball aspect, and that's where they get their impression of him.
But that's the thing,
you can see it on the text machine, very much so.
People, like, just sit back and enjoy him playing, like, his, you know, the politics and all that other stuff, like, to ruin the experience of getting to watch him play. Like, he's going to be done in a few years, and we're not going to have this anymore. And I think there's going to be a big void in the NBA when he leaves. I think people probably try to enjoy what they have right now until it's gone.
So,
I mean, it's just going to be soon.
I love that you just throw out, like, just enjoy it when somebody, their people in this town, that because they don't have same political views, are not going to like LeBron James. You understand that, right?
I don't agree with everything he says off the court, but I wasn't talking.
But you're
about
like
politics,
you're the biggest.
Though. I don't.
You are a huge LeBron fan, and I'm not calling you any names.
I don't care. Yeah, LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. I'm wearing a LeBron shirt right now. Yeah, I like him.
Well, not everybody's going to like him the same way.
Right.
He's dumped a few teams too, getting to where he's going to. Which he's got a right to do.
Okay, I like him because he's the best basketball player we have, and he was very nice to me while he was down here.
You think he's well-liked still in
Cleveland? Woody, I
got to
tell you something, man. Woody, just seriously, man. It's weak sauce when you talk about somebody because somebody's nice to you. Like, right. that's not what this – what are you talking about? Great player and the thing, and you – well, he was really nice to me one day when I walked by him. And
but there's a lot of guys, Joe, like, what about Kevin Durant? Like, another guy that – or Kyrie Irving, who you rip all the time. Like, you could appreciate these guys while they're playing and enjoy their greatness, but I don't like Kevin Durant off the court. But you could still like them as a player and appreciate what they're doing.
Well, I got to tell you another one that you're I don't know if you know this, and Ira and I were just talking about this. Fans don't care how people treat you as a media person.
Oh,
nobody cares.
Not.
So when I come on and go, that guy's nobody cares. Like, hey, man, he's a good coach or he's a good player. Not that I still do it, but I understand people are like, he's my jerk. We like him. Like, people in San Francisco love Barry Bonds, led by an 88-year-old Jerry Rose. Love him. Love him for what they got. For the games that he went to.
Does your dad really like him still?
Loves him. He might be under a little conspiracy on the whole, like, everybody's out to get Barry because he's not a nice guy. You don't think people in San Francisco love Barnes?
They have to love him. They have to love him. He's their guy.
The things that I'm convinced he did with steroids, the only area that, like, is giving him a hall pass for all the great moments and the action went to a World Series and lost, people love Barry Bonds out there. Love him. That's the
we
most.
Love him, too, if he was our guy.
No. Listen, there have been some steroid guys.
Nah, but if Barry played here and did everything here, I don't think that people in South Florida would hate the guy as much as maybe around the country. When he's your guy, he's your guy.
LeBron played here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Text machine's a bloodbath.
Well, because of the politics stuff, not because of anything else.
Yeah, Barry's a bad guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but he's...
Joe, by the way, didn't you have an altercation with him some kind, or he was mean to you or something?
No, he just blew me off. Mm. He just blew me off for... it's a long story. Somebody's... I don't want to get into the daughter. But yeah, he
what?
Nothing. Barry was not, and I did that. And I got to tell you, I used to go in when his dad was with the Giants. He was unbelievable. Unbelievable guy. For people who don't remember, Barry Bonds' father was a right fielder and a really good player for a long, long time. Played next to Willie for a little bit at the end of Willie's career. He played right field and talking about Bobby Bonds, who was unbelievable. Just really struck out a lot, but really hit a lot of home runs and had a really nice career, not like his son. But there are a lot of people don't like Barry Bonds that just will never. And the other part of the Barry Bonds thing is pretty funny. You know who his godfather is? The guy's having his 90th birthday today, Willie Mays. Yep. How cool is that? Bobby playing next to him. Willie taught him the game. He said, hey, man, I have a son. I want you to be the godfather. That's pretty cool.
You think a majority of the people in the San Francisco area that are Giant fans like him or dislike him?
Like him.
Okay.
100% like him.
He's their guy. That's what I was trying to say. He's their guy.
Yeah, he gets benefit of the doubt out
right
there. Like, now, I don't know if it's because of the market or... But look at the one thing that's going to always affect LeBron is there's always been a belief, which, by the way, the people that say it have also been guilty of it. They're getting on him for joining and putting together great teams after he left Cleveland. And so that thing really bothered a lot of people when he came here, starting with that show they did, that one-hour show with one of the biggest idiots of all time to do it, that he handpicked to do it.
Right.
It was just a bad move. All right, we got to go to break here.
Can you tell us what your issue is with Jim Gray?
You like Jim Gray?
No, I don't, but I'm just curious. You've obviously something happened there.
I'm not a big Jim Gray fan. I wasn't when he was working with, and obviously I wasn't the only one because Network got rid of him too. But it's crazy because look at the guys he's got relationships with. LeBron,
Tom Brady.
He's got guys that only want to use him for stuff. I think it's because the rest of the media doesn't like him, so probably a good move. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deals. We'll get back, 305-567-0560. You can let us know how you're feeling about everything. But, boy, when it comes to your South Florida Chevy deals, we just got so many great products, so much fun to talk about right now. When you hear general managers at all our South Florida Chevy dealerships saying, Joe, these are the best overall products, man. You talk about really getting it figured out from top to bottom. And I know I talk about the Tahoes and the Suburbans and the new look and more space here in 21. And as they come in, they're going out quickly because, you know, you talk about being comfortable with all the improvements and that new look, and they have been on fire. But, you know, it's not just that. It's still strong and durable Silverado trucks, got perfect truck for your lifestyle, and we got fantastic deals behind it because they always tell me, Joe, when you talk about Silverado trucks, We are going to wheel and we're going to deal to make sure you get the deal you want so you don't have to leave and go somewhere else. We want to take care of you at your South Florida Chevy dealer. How about the midsize SUVs, that new Traverse? It's midsize, and it is smaller than the Tahoe and Suburban, but boy, it's still got plenty of space. Got a great look to it. And I just tell you, if you got a big family, a tall family, I got a 6-foot daughter, take her with you. Sit in that Equinox and sit in the back seat, you're going, wow, you are talking about a lot of room with a great look for a midsize SUV. It's as good as you're going to get. And I can go across the board. Right now, they're going to tell you when you stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, Joe Rose is right. These are the best overall products from top to bottom we've ever had. Better safety features, more space, great price, great look. You need to come by and take a test drive. No excuses either. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find out today about all your new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Sports are changing, man. There is no question about it. When Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, arguably three of the best five quarterbacks in the NFL, all won out.
Right.
Now, Russell Wilson looks like they worked it out, or what we had. We had his head coach come out, Pete Carroll, and say, it was made up by the media, but whatever. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's checked out if you know anything about his background, and Deshaun Watson's got other problems right now, so he can't worry about it. But just of all the guys, especially – now, maybe Aaron Rodgers' thing has to do with money and wants a new contract, even though he's got 3 years left. But, man, it's a different time to see all these really good players. It's basically – so upset because they don't have poll or aren't being told. I don't know. I guess times have changed, and you've got to – obviously, that was never an issue, but never had the amount of money when I played and what these guys are making now. But
they want to be involved in the front office and personnel decisions.
They want to be involved, and they want to at least be – they want GMs and head coaches to call them and tell them, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. We just wanted to give you a heads up. And, you know, I don't know how many teams do it, and it would be a really interesting question for head coaches in general. I'm guessing Bill Belichick's never going to do it. He's never done it, never will, telling anybody what he's going to do as one of the last of the old school guys. But I don't know if today's, especially GMs, do they need to, or if you got a strong personality head coach, you got one of those special guys. You need to let them know what's going on and tell them, even if it's bad news, do you need to tell them, or do you let your great quarterbacks find out through the media and or what? Because Aaron Rodgers, he looks like it's done. Usually I'm like, he'll come back. They'll stroke him. They'll tell him things. They'll tell him we're going to work on a new deal for you. But if you know the way this guy holds a grudge, like he's one of the great and not beating the thing up with his family back home in Chico, California, but he checked out on him, man. I saw the ex-girlfriend's comments two girlfriends ago saying there was blame on both sides for sure. And I'm like I just don't get like blowing a mom and dad off. I get that you're brothers, you know, hey, you talk too much, shut up. But, and even if it lasts, don't brothers and sisters and moms and dads make up? Like,
You would think so, even as bad as it gets. But in this case, I mean, it's all of them versus Aaron.
I mean, even if I was to have a daughter that wasn't a big fan of mine, she still let me come around a little bit. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's a weird situation, Joe. I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of that one, right? Like, will ever come out? Will Aaron ever
I know
out?
One thing. It makes him look bad. Nobody knows what the mom and dad are obviously not saying anything in a little town that they live up by. And it looks like both brothers have kind of shut it down too. But whatever it could be, it can't be that bad. I mean, do they try to convert him? They told him, you pick ugly girlfriend? I mean, what could it be? Asked them if they could borrow some money for a new loan. I mean, all that stuff's been done from a lot of parents to their superstar
right.
professional athlete sons.
$40 million a year sons.
You're just kind of wondering, like, what could it be that you haven't talked basically at all? Now, I guess he has to, you know, make sure everybody's okay.
You think he does that?
I got to believe somehow he checks in. There's got to be mom or dad. There's got to be one of them that he cares a little bit more about than the other, doesn't he?
I don't know with him. Does it make you seem like that's for sure? I mean, the brother came out and ripped him not talking to his parents and doing everything he was doing.
Well, he was mad about the fires and that was.
But he made it public. This wasn't a private matter. He made it public.
The brother threw him under the bus. Now,
right?
He said you gave $1 million to the area that the whole town that burned down in Paradise, California, with the California fires. They lost the whole town. I mean, the whole town, size of my hometown, got like went right through, and the whole thing burned. And apparently his parents were right next to it. And he goes, "Wow, it's so nice. You gave $1 million to Paradise and Paradise, California, and to the victims, but." You haven't been able to call mom who had the car packed, was getting ready to leave, and you never checked on her.
Right. I mean, that's Joe. That's doing someone dirty right there.
That's where you let something go, like, hey, you guys out of there, you know? But they're saying you didn't do it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a weird situation.
You know, people are going to say, well, you don't know the story, and you're right.
No, we don't. We don't.
Story, but how bad could it be where you just blow off your mother and father? Again, forget the two brothers. And by the way, I haven't exactly been great in relationships. I've had some droughts with kids myself, but
not like this, Joe. Come on.
No,
not like this.
It's a long time.
Right. This is something.
Something happens, you check in, and sometimes you get a response, sometimes you don't, but you check in to let them know you're thinking about them and those type of things. Anyway, 305-567-0560. Give me a teaser, Zach. Give me a little teaser, man.
Well, by the way, Big Mike in New York City tweeted at us. He found on eBay the Yes We Did posters. There's two of them he found on there. One's going for $149.99. The other one's going for $300.
Wow.
On eBay. Not to make you feel bad about not having any of those left.
I just...
Right.
I just ended up giving... You know, they made those Marino posters around the Hall of Fame, and everybody that was on those posters with Danny, they gave us two, maybe three, and we signed them and did the whole thing, and they did it, and I don't know what he got out of it. But anyway, so those things, I brought them home. This is kind of cool. They were going for like $1,000. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just everything.
Especially now.
Everything is, yeah. So I never kept those other things. I wish I would have, because I did grab five or six or seven of them, whatever I could get at the front door, and there were a couple of them just kind of hanging around there. Everybody got so wrapped up, I noticed a couple people left them by the chairs where I was sitting, and I grabbed theirs.
Of course. I would have too.
And they have value. Who'd ever thought those things when you walked in that day and they were handing them out?
Right.
Would have value. Crazy.
Jeez. That is very interesting. Let's see. So Pat in Fort Lauderdale said LeBron's a great basketball player, but his views on everything from basketball to life make him an ass clown. So there you go. This is basically what's coming in on LeBron. It's not necessarily whether you liked him as a basketball player or not. It's everything off the court. That's what's basically coming in on LeBron at this point.
Well, some people have problems that athletes today are speaking their mind on stuff outside of sports, and it's not going away. They feel strongly about certain issues. You're not going to like it, and they're not going to stop. And one thing about it is you can't say anything about the guy plays. Now, he's injured right now because he's getting closer to 40 than 30. He's got some injuries here recent years, although last year was a great run, what they were able to do to beat the Heat in the finals. I actually, when I started this, when we were talking about LeBron, I was thinking more about him leaving places. I mean, it was bad when he left here.
Yep.
Even though we might have been, you know, looking back, we had him four, we wanted him more.
How about when he left Cleveland for the first time?
Pat Riley, they were mad.
They're burning jerseys. Disappointed. Right. They took down the thing, everything about him.
I'd love to know all the stories because I am convinced he tried to get everybody's brother to join him in Cleveland.
No one wanted to go.
And I'm guessing Chris was in Toronto going, I ain't going there. I'm not going to Cleveland. I'm going to Miami. Called Dwayne, says, hey, you want to join me? We're good friends. He goes, no, I'm staying here, but you're more than welcome to come here. Dwayne was a big winner, by the way. He was the one, man. I think his impact on championships and what Dwayne was able to do as a player and even in the offseason getting guys to want to come play with him, pretty amazing. Obviously, Miami had part of it to do with it as well. But, listen, Pat Riley was mad for a long time. Now, Pat is letting things go these days. He's getting older. But Pat was pretty salty about the way LeBron handled things going out the door when he decided to go back to Cleveland.
And I think a lot of fans took that also and hated him for that, too, the way he treated Riley.
I remember doing shows. We were talking about some were saying, hey, he gave us 4 years, man. It's four more than we thought we were going to get with him. And he delivered. He didn't give us 4 for 4, but 2 for 4 ain't bad. Mm. And that place, that arena was electric every night, especially during the playoffs. Everybody was buying new clothes. Everybody didn't care what the prices were. They wanted more and more tickets.
You had to be there, Joe. You had to be there. You had to be seeing it.
We never had anything like that in this town.
Right. Well, that was when it didn't matter who they were playing. You can go on a Tuesday night against the Kings, and it was still
packed house.
A great ticket.
Right.
Good stuff. All right, we got to go to break here. We'll come back 305-567-0560 after this.
Fresh is our turn, baby.
What do you got there, Woody?
Still fly, bro.
All right.
Come on, you don't know what this is?
No.
You're dancing in there.
I like the beat. 305-567-0560. By the way, we got a little bit of time. You want to join us on the text machine? We have been all over the place. I will say this about the Aaron Rodgers thing, which I'm very intrigued with just because I've known him for a long, long time. And he is from a couple of towns over from where I'm from, out in those crazy forest fires that California continues to have. It's the greatest handoff of all time in history of the NFL. And I don't even know if it's close. And I know somebody's going to tell me Joe Montana and Steve Young. And I'm going to go, no. Nope. Nothing better and as long as Brett Favre. And then Aaron Rodgers. Do you realize he sat for 3 years as a first-round pick? Yeah. I mean, guys sit for a year now. Like, oh, he needs to develop for 1 year, or he can come in later on in his first year. He'll take over for Jimmy G, talking about Trey Lance. And Aaron Rodgers, people were going, I wonder if he can play, you know. And then one day, Green Bay goes, all right, Brett, you're out of here, coming off a pretty good year, too. You're done. And they missed a beat. Brett Favre for 16. What has Aaron Rodgers been like 13 years? They're damn near 30 years between them of giving that franchise just – even when they didn't win, it was like the entertainment factor of what they did. Just amazing. It really is. It's the greatest handoff.
By the way, Adam Schefter this morning tweeted out that the Packers have begun exploring quarterbacks they can add to their roster for OTAs and training camp. Per sources, Jordan Love currently the only quarterback on the roster outside of you-know-who, but the team also faces uncertainty surrounding Aaron Rodgers.
You don't think they know how he holds a grudge? You don't think they've dealt with that and upset? And remember the whole coach, even with the coach came in and
right. –
To not getting him wide receivers, to, you know, he's been mad. Green Bay has not always been a big place on free agency. They've tried to do it through the draft. And so as soon as he got real good, he wasn't real happy with the way they've been doing things. And then finally, not real happy with this general manager at all. Who is just apparently – I guess that's the new NFL, man. It's like you got to call your best players if you know you're going to keep them, especially quarterbacks. And let them know. And honestly, it looks like Pete Carroll's had a little problem with it, too, as kind of the cool players coach. He looks like he hadn't done a real good job of listening to Russell Wilson, who seemed salty for a while.
Tides have turned, Joe. Tides have turned.
Times have changed, sports, man. Right. New sports, right?
By the way, he said, someone who gives LeBron two thumbs up, Jay Brophy. Two thumbs up, get it?
Yeah, I got it. I saw it. By the way, I
you saw it.
Right, I saw it firsthand.
Probably asking the wrong person.
Butt of all the jokes when he shows up with cast
the
on.
The butt of all the jokes?
Just good literally. Joke. And you know what everybody said soon. Like, dude, who is wiping your butt? Like, how does this? Broke both his hands. Work. And by the way, never. He's still out there. That was the days of two broken thumbs. No problem. I'm playing.
Let's see what it says here. It says Jordan went to go play baseball because Stern was going to suspend him for gambling. He didn't run out on anybody.
Yeah, that's always been the conspiracy theory, which nobody knows for sure. Is that his gambling stuff? And remember though that people thought the gambling he owed people money, and they
and
killed
that's why his
father.
Dad got
killed.
And, right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there through.
Imagine hearing all that after your dad gets murdered. You know. Imagine hearing all that just going around, you know, the rumor mill. That's a lot to take in right there for Mike. Bad enough you lost your father, the way you lost your father.
All I know is probably the most impressive thing about MJ is he came back. He had a year now where they didn't quite make it to the people forget. He did have, if you've seen the documentary, obviously you know. But
we came back in the middle of the season, right?
Came back. And they made a little bit of a run there, but they came up short, and then he won three. I mean, he's like, all right, now I got a full year to get my butt in shape and get all the guys out here. They won three more. And then by the end, the general manager and the coach and some of the players were about ready to kill each other. It was it was bad.
Great documentary.
Jerry Krause?
Jerry Krause, right.
Really good at what he did, but not a very likable guy.
Everyone loved Jordan, even if you hated what he did to your team, you still loved him. Is that true?
I would agree, man.
Well, it's different than LeBron.
I would agree. If there was a ticket too that when he first played down here in the old arena, one of the hottest tickets I've ever seen in South Florida. I've never seen anything like it when he was playing. And nobody was talking about one member of the Miami Heat. Even when they had some good teams, because some of his teams the Heat played against MJ teams, but it was about seeing him. Was he going for 50 on you and you were going to see things? He was rock star of rock stars.
Someone texted in, still liked LeBron after the Heat. Now he's a bit of an ass clown with social media. Well, let's see. That's basically what comes in at this point. LeBron's the greatest basketball player of all time. Does it all on the court and his stats and has rings. Done it with multiple teams. And multiple team builds.
All right.
I don't know if I could, yep. Another one says, can't thank him enough for his college years here in Miami. I still root for him.
Listen, we gave us 4 years. If you step back, none of us thought we were going to get the 4 years. I didn't even think he was going to come. I was over on friggin' vacation. I told him he's not coming.
I remember that.
My news director called me and said, hey, we're hearing stuff that he might be coming. I go, there's no way he's coming here. I'm going on vacation, and I'm not changing it. I'm going to be over at Atlantis.
Right.
And I am not coming back. And then next thing you know,
the decision.
I get a call, and they said, he signed here, and you're going on TV tonight. So wherever you are, and I did. I went on.
They sent the cameraman to Atlantis, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I remember talking with Chris Clark about that.
I jumped on a plane, and I came home, and I didn't miss that.
Right.
Not one, not two, not three. And, of course, everybody busted my chops. I'd hear from everybody. Clearly, when I went back, like, so he wasn't signing, huh? So you're really – that was a good call by you. Didn't we think it was a long shot he was coming here or no?
Well, wasn't it Stephen A. that said, like, the day of that he thought it was pretty much locked up that it was Miami?
He thought that it was going to be Miami. He said
could have been, but I was long gone. By that day, I was long gone. I was already.
Yeah, but we were already happy before that because of the fact that we just saw Bosch and Wade on, like, ESPN News with Michael Wilbon announcing that they're both coming, you know, to Miami. Or Wade staying home and Bosch is coming here. There's no way at that point anyone thought, oh, yeah, LeBron's going to come also.
I'll tell you what, that wasn't a bad either. Chris had come off a year like 24 points and 13 rebounds a game in Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, wow. All those guys Bosch, good friends.
Right. Right.
Then they added that extra piece on the decision.
The extra piece, LeBron, right.
Wow, and look, you could say what you want about him joining the Lakers, but I think him going back to Cleveland and winning a championship was pretty cool for a city
Nobody
that
had
hadn't
a problem.
Won in like 100 years.
So we were the only ones salty when he left.
Yeah,
right. And the rest of the country was all, they were fine, like, oh, he's going home, that's what he should do. All right. The national guys, he's going back to Cleveland, that's what he should do. They won one.
I mean, you didn't think he was going to stay here his entire career.
He said, you want to play it again? Not one, not two, not three.
Right.
I mean, it sounded like he was about done here. Didn't he get up seven?
He got up to seven, Joe. Someone texted, I love them both, MJ and LeBron. I'm from North Carolina, but today's athlete's much better than yesterday's.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You be careful saying that. I agree. Physically, what we've seen from LeBron's by himself, I agree with that. But MJ could play anytime, any day, any year. You go back and look at how athletic he is and how durable he was, and you tell me that he couldn't play and be one of the best players, if not the best player today. Please tell me that. And you've seen him jump, win dunk. I mean, it wasn't like he, you know, his outs, you know, jump. I don't know what his three-point shooting was, but he was –
Now, he would have been fine in today's game.
Yes.
Probably would have had better numbers.
There are a lot of old guys. Not
There's
all.
A lot of offense being put up right now.
Yeah,
a lot
sure.
of points getting
right.
put up.
Yeah, he
Numbers
played.
Would have been better. Not to mention he wouldn't have gotten the beating that was put on
right.
him in the playoffs
sure.
and all
see
that.
See what Detroit did to
sure.
him? They,
right,
they just
right.
pounded him.
The Jordan rules.
Whole
right.
team would have been suspended.
And MJ still mad at Detroit for what they did to him. He's still
right.
mad.
Right. Someone also texted in, Joe, never had anything like those 4 years. You should have been here when the Fins went to three straight Super Bowls, won two of them. Then the AFC Championship game against Oakland. They were the only team in town. They own this town. Manich and Shoes could have told you, Joe.
Well, you're probably right. I wasn't here during that time, and when it was crazy for what that team had built. But, boy, I'll tell you what. How 4 years was special. The four years with the Heat, and you're right. And by the way, what if you want to do a what if? What if some of those players don't jump ship and go to the new league and got paid a ton of money? Mr. Robbie couldn't or wouldn't match. I guess wouldn't match the money, and all those great players took off, starting with Zonk. Wow, how good. How good would they have been, and how long would that thing have? Would have been an interesting one for sure.
All right. Somebody just texted in. Before we get out of the show, we need to have the freeloader story, the update.
I said this morning.
Someone wasn't listening earlier.
I said that I picked them up yesterday. They were in my pool when I came home. My wife was walking back and forth in the house. And she says, this is ridiculous. And I said, I'm taking care of it right now. I walked back there. She stood in the back, a little cowardly, but that's fine, stood in the back. And I said, hey, we're going. Let's go.
Did you just call your wife cowardly?
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Okay.
So I told them, time to go. And they go where? And I go, "This I told you last night, the stay is done. Go pack your stuff. You're going. Let's go. And they got up. And I said, let's go. And they packed their stuff. I stood next to the bedroom while they grabbed their stuff. And nothing was said. They knew I was obviously very serious. And I got in the car and I said, he goes, where are we going? I said, I found a place. And he goes, oh, man, well, are we going to be able to, you know, get together with you? I know you're working. I go, no, we're not getting together. Done. You've got till the end of the week. You told me when your flight was. So I picked up your hotel room. Dropped them up. I dropped them off up a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale. And picked up and said, it's paid for. Take care, man. And I left. Nobody said a word.
The story comes to an end.
That's it. No more. Won't happen.
Goodness. Right.
He's done. No more. Not worth it. Plus, nobody does that. Nobody travels 3,000 miles and says, surprise. and shows up and says, I told you a couple months ago I was going to be coming out.
Like, sounds like a pretty loyal friend to me.
Right, someone just texted, that dude's a legend.
By the way, I just saw the buildup of my wife, like from the last trip to this one.
Oh, man.
You just called cowardly?
My cowardly wife. All right, man. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.